This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I was just wondering if you had an injury update on Taylor Rapp. Also, how did Khalil Shakir and Josh Allen come out of the game with their minor ailments?
Yeah, so we'll start, Alex, with Taylor Rapp. He's in the concussion protocol, so that's where that stands currently. And then you mentioned Josh. Josh is sore, should be fine as we move forward here. We'll continue to take it one day at a time, but should be fine. And who was the other one you mentioned?
Khalil Shakir banged up his ankle early in the game.
Yeah, Khalil fought through it. You know, it's one of those situations. We'll see how he does this week, taking it one day at a time. Just kind of, you know, I'll let you know each day how he's trending. And I know he's really sore this afternoon. So
if Taylor's situation is extensive, is there any consideration to maybe giving Micah Hyde a call and crossing that bridge perhaps?
Well, we feel good about, you know, the guys that we have here. We'd start there first. That's always on our radar. You know how we feel about Micah.
And final question. Just reflecting on the trick play in the third quarter, do you have any additional perspective on that?
Yeah, you know, we talked about it after the game. We talked about it again today. And, you know, I think we feel pretty strongly that that's a situation that we want back and we can learn from, and we will learn from. Felt like, you know, we had some momentum there at that point in the game, Alex, and we were doing a fairly decent job at that point, at least in the second half, of moving the football, albeit it was a second and seven, second and six situation, what have you. That's one we want back for sure, and that's something we can learn from, no doubt.
Lost in the outcome of the game, Khalil Shakir sets an NFL record. Just wondering if you could share some thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, he's an incredible person, amazing player. Just his consistency, Josh, speaks for itself. What a pro. He's done a phenomenal job. And again, to push through the way that he did, he tweaked it fairly early in the game. And I thought it was a credit to him and the way he pushed through it right there.
How much do you think that was yesterday's result a reminder of how much this team, especially the way it's formed right now, relies on complementary style of football?
Yeah, that's big. You know, we go into their place last night, right? And you know, it was a big crowd and you know, home game for them. So they were certainly amped up and we were ready to go. And then, you know, we got off to a little bit of a slow start there, in particular with the long run that we allowed to Derrick Henry. And then, you know, that environment ratcheted up even more than it was already ratcheted, so to speak. And again, if you can get off to a good start early in the game and quiet the crowd a little bit and get into a rhythm, that certainly helps. And we've been able to do that at points, I think, most of the time this season, in fact, but yesterday, not so much.
And as much as you can imagine, the sky is falling among several numerous Bills fans. What is your take on this being 3-1 right now?
Well, I think we've done a lot of good things. And yet at the same time, we've got a lot to work on. And last night was a great reminder for all of us of things we need to make sure that we're taking care of week to week, game to game. And that we're detailed the way we need to be detailed, and that we're playing physical the way we need to play physical. And then to your point, you know, playing good complementary football, that's an important piece to winning football in the NFL.
Any update on, I know Terrell returned to practice on a limited basis last week, and Taron, and maybe their early week status heading into the Texans week?
Yes, TB is improving. Both are improving. TB probably more so at this point. We'll see how the week flows for both of them. I do expect TB to be practicing at some point during the week. Taron, a little bit more of a question mark at this point. We'll see how it goes.
And then when you said on TB, like a little bit more of a chance to play, just for clarification, sorry.
Well, practice right now.
Practice. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, off of John's question a minute ago, how much is it from your perspective, as much as you've learned in your seat over the last couple of years, is it about, I know we talk about not riding the roller coaster, but really getting the point across to your team, even in a moment like last night where it didn't seem like a lot went right, focusing on the things you've done well and the immediate shift to, okay, now you have some problems to fix and focusing on that. How much have you learned about that process in your time as a head coach?
No, it's important, right? I think experience is important because you need to know what adjustments to make, one, and then how much of an adjustment do you need to make without either underreacting or overreacting. And so a season, as I may have mentioned to you guys last night, is about making adjustments and tweaks and recalibrating in some areas, polishing in others. And then sometimes getting, a reminder that you got to go back and reteach the standard, reteach the fundamentals, and making sure that we're going back to the basics that we need and that are so important to playing winning football.
Josh talked about after the game that it's good to have a loss like that, you know, in week four, and that you can learn a lot from it. When you watch the tape back from that game, what are some of the biggest things that you learned from the performance last night?
Well, I think just when you go into it, what you look at early is you know, us playing well early in the game. And so that wasn't in our favor, complimentary wise, as John alluded to. And then I did like how we battled back in the late second, early third quarter. And, you know, we had it to, I think it was 11 points with maybe six minutes and change maybe there. And there was a big momentum change there, as has already been talked about. Poorly, I guess, as you could say, we performed up to that point. And as well as they had performed, you know, we were still in it at that point in the third quarter, and then things went downhill from there. So give them the credit again, things we can learn from. And it's important that we, you know, operate in the truth and that we get those things corrected here quickly.
And then on the injury front with Terrell and Taron, when you come off of a defensive performance like that, how do you kind of have to manage not rushing them back, both, on a coaching standpoint and just for the players themselves, not pushing them too much? Because I imagine after a game like that, they're kind of, you know, itching to get back out there.
Yeah, no, you bring up a good point. I think more than anything, we've got to trust our training staff. The players have to do that as well. And I think we do a good job of that here with just, hey, if they give us the green light, they give us the green light. If they don't, then we've got to wait another week. So we'll just have to see where that goes.
Cam Lewis obviously has has played pretty well over the last couple of weeks in place of an all-pro guy in Taren. When you watched that thing back last night, and I think his Pro Football Focus had him for 4 of the 11 missed tackles that they had charted throughout the game, what did you make of his performance and that continued growth that you've seen, or where there's areas to improve for him?
Yeah, I mean, Cam's a good football player. We've talked many times about him and what he's been able to do, wearing different hats, playing different positions. Listen, we believe in Cam Lewis. Last night, maybe not his best performance, but again, that's a situation where he'll learn and he'll move forward, and we'll move forward. And again, I just think these lessons you don't like. Losing. Nobody likes losing. It is important, though, that we learn these lessons, because hopefully it helps to make us a more well-rounded team as we go forward and move forward as a team here.
It happens, right? You know, things don't go out as way you plan and things like that. This seemed like you guys were just a little flat, couldn't really establish any type of rhythm due to, you know, they jumped out 21, you know, some odd points. How much of that did alter your game plan?
Well, it did to a certain extent, but it didn't necessarily need to as early as maybe it did at times, right? You know, I felt like we were able to run the ball early and probably got away from it just a little bit. And I know that's, again, something we talked about today and we'll learn from. And, you know, just overall, I think, you know, defensively, we started to settle in a little bit early third quarter there with a couple of good series. And like I said, we were down, I think at that point it was 11 points, you know, in the third quarter there and had the ball. So, again, a lot we can learn from this game. And, you know, we've got a week on tap for us here. We've got to make sure we can get some guys healthier and see who's going to be in the lineup for us and go down there against a good Houston Texans football team.
Absolutely, Coach. I know you always talk about situational football. The trick play, what was your thoughts about that play call in that certain situation?
Yeah, that's one of the areas, Mookie, I addressed it earlier, that we want back. Mm-hmm. You know, it's probably not the best call for that situation, and something we'll learn from. And, you know, I felt like we had some momentum, like I said, and on a second down call in particular. And I know Joe and I spoke about it. He feels the same. And so that's a situation we'll learn from.
Only 9 snaps for Von Miller yesterday. What went into the decision to limit his time on the field?
Yeah, we're, you know this, Alex, we're trying to be mindful of his snap count and managing that overall. But again, this is where, you know, we played the game on their terms with, not winning enough first downs, second downs, what have you. So it limits the amount of, you know, one dimensional type situations we were in, where they're forced to drop back and throw it. So, again, give credit to them. And, you know, those are things we've got to learn from as a defense and improve so that we can get them into a one-dimensional situation. And then you see more of Von and whatnot. Now, he still plays from time to time on first and second down, right? But overall, just trying to be smart with that as well.
Hey, Sean, I know you've addressed this some, but I was curious, after that first touchdown drive, on the first drive they had, was there anything specifically when you watched the tape back on defense that took time to settle in? Like, what wasn't clicking and why did it take time, do you think, for you guys to settle in early there?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with the dual threat that they have with Derrick Henry in the backfield and Lamar, you know, I think we were spending a little bit there in terms of where our eyes needed to be and what keys we needed to have our eyes on. A lot of the game, Elena, is key recognition, right? Because the keys tell you where the ball is going or where you're supposed to be. And so I think our eyes were a little bit undisciplined and we were doing some things that were uncharacteristic. And that happens from time to time. So, you know, I'm looking forward to our guys learning from that as we move forward here.
Josh mentioned last night that he thought they came out with more urgency. Is that something that, you know, how do you address something like that? Did you see that? And like, how do you correct something like that going forward?
Well, I feel like we've been rather urgent early in games, you know, all the way through the season. you know, Miami game on the road, albeit a different environment. This game, I felt like, to Josh's point, they had a little bit more intensity maybe than we did. You know, so, and then what happened is the long run ratcheted it up another level, right? So the environment went up even more. And so that, I think that probably knocked us back on our heels a little bit. And that again is something we can learn from and need to learn from as we go forward to keep our poise and just settle in. And, you know, we did that like later on in the game, but I didn't feel like we did that early.
Hey, Coach, you talked about some of those lessons learned in last night's game. How can you use some of those lessons to get ready for a team in the Texans who have a great wide receiver core and a really great defensive line?
Very skilled team. I mean, they've been loading up, you know, for some time last year and then obviously the offseason last this past offseason through the draft, through free agency, it seems like. And they already had a good team coming off of last year's team. So it's going to be a big challenge for us, again, going into their place. And they're highly skilled at those key positions, as you mentioned, defensive line, wide receiver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.